A thunderstorm is a tall cloud that we call a cumulonimbus cloud that produces lightning, turbulence, and thunder. Thunderstorms need three ingredients to form. The first ingredient is moisture. What we mean by that is moist or humid air that carries a lot of water vapor. The second key ingredient for thunderstorms is a lifting mechanism. That is a force that makes the air move upwards, and quite often that can be a cold front moving in, where the colder, denser air lifts the air ahead of it. It could be air simply trying to cross a mountain range. It could be a sea breeze moving inland, or it could just be the heating of the day creating stronger thermals and lifting the air higher and higher. The third ingredient is atmospheric instability. This often comes in the form of cold air aloft and warm air lower down. That means that the warm air, as it rises into the cold air above it, can freely keep rising because it stays warmer than the environment. And therefore, it can keep rising and the moisture in it condenses and forms the cloud. A typical thunderstorm lives for about half an hour to an hour, and it goes through three stages in its evolution. The first stage is the towering cumulus stage. The entire cloud consists of updraft, that is air rising. The second stage is the mature stage. Now the thunder cloud is at its largest size and at its most organized. Now, in addition to the updraft, there's also a downdraft, that is air descending, and most of the heavy rain occurs in the downdraft. Then the cloud now also produces thunder and lightning. And another feature of the storm cloud now is what we call an anvil. That is the cloud spreading out sideways at its top, where the air can no longer rise any further, so the only place where it can go is sideways. The third and final stage is the dissipating stage. That is where the energy supply to the storm is coming to an end, so the updraft and its downdraft are dying and the cloud dissolves. Most thunderstorms in Australia form during the warm season, that is in the months of September through to March, but we can also experience cool season thunderstorms, and they can form when the lifting mechanism is particularly strong. We can broadly forecast where and when thunderstorms form, but it is much harder to impossible to forecast where exactly and when exactly thunderstorms form. This is because very small differences in temperature and moisture make the difference between a large thunderstorm event and no thunderstorm event at all. So if thunderstorms are forecast for your area, keep an eye on the Bureau's website for the latest warnings, and also keep an eye on the radar to see whether storms are headed your way.